Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition. And for those of you just tuning in, you can also find out more about us at gulfcoastnutrition.com, or you can give us a call directly at the store at 727-754-2900, or come visit us. We are at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening today. We've been talking to Brenda Watson, who is a digestive care specialist and, of course, a celebrity in this area. And we were talking to Brenda about heart disease, about cardiovascular disease. Now, Brenda, you had mentioned about your husband and his high level of cholesterol. And when we mean high, we mean high. It was what, between 5 and 700?
It would run, like, over a period of 10 years, it would go anywhere from 550 to 750, and sometimes his, you know, his LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, was really high, and his good cholesterol, his HDL, was really low. So, you know, it's not just about, as you know, the total cholesterol number, but his good and bad cholesterol levels were off. And so when we first went to the doctors and I said, no, let's just give us a chance. Now, this went on for 10 years. You know, give us a chance. He can do it naturally with omega-3s and fiber because we knew that. And so he'd lose his weight. So here we come to three years ago. And it's Halloween. And he's sitting there eating candy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, what's your cholesterol level right now? And it just like, you know, end of conversation. We must do something about that because you're not getting any younger. And I, you know, write in the book, sugar is the biggest contributor to elevated cholesterol and silent inflammation. It's a vicious cycle with it. So anyway, he decided and he made a commitment to lose the weight because he never would take the statin medication. He was never going to take that. And at that time, I think his cholesterol was at 520 or 480, somewhere in there.
And how overweight was he?
He was about 30. I would say he was 35 pounds. He ended up losing 40 pounds.
Wow.
So he just cut the sugar, you know, and carbs and started eating healthy. I'm not talking about eating just like, you know, meat, but he's, you know, meat and vegetables, lean proteins, and minimal fruit. And anyway, he lost the weight 3 years ago. Seriously, I mean, when he was in the doctor's office, he went from the cholesterol at 470 with taking the right amount of omega-3s and fibers and altering the diet. Within 6 weeks, when he went back and retested cholesterol, it was 172.
Wow, and that's with no medication?
That's with no medication.
That's amazing.
So since then, it's been, I think, three years or more that he has kept that weight off, that cholesterol level low, because he was a sitting duck for heart disease. When your cholesterol levels are elevated like that, you know, people don't realize the statin medication, and I'm not telling anyone not to take statin medication if that's what they want to do, but by adjusting the diet, but there's something very, very important, and after interviewing preventive cardiologists over and over again in the book, The Heart of Perfect Health, I find that, you know, in the studies show, in lowering cholesterol along with the diet, you need to be taking enough of the omega-3. And by that, not just fish oil. I mean, look at the back of the bottle, and you need to be taking about 3,000 milligrams a day of omega-3. The average capsule, if you look at it and it says 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, if you turn over and look at the label, a lot of times there's only about 300 milligrams of omega-3 in those supplements. And you need, if at 3,000 a day, you would need 10 capsules. And
that's
a lot of people get on this krill oil and things like that, but krill oil only has about 100 or so milligrams of omega-3. So you got to take a lot of those to get to the levels. And here's my point. To be able to reverse heart problems, to be able to prevent them, if you've, you know, if you're genetically predisposed, all of these issues, you can't just take a fish oil and not know the amount of fish oil that the studies support. And that's my message. So by him taking the 3,000 milligrams a day of omega-3, and you can get that in one capsule. So you can get 1,000 milligrams of total omega-3 in one capsule. So you only have to take three a day, which we have in our supercritical formula. And that's one of the reasons that omega-3s became so important to Renew Life, was because my husband, of course, is part of our company. He became very involved in the science behind omega-3s and how much you needed to take. So therefore, we began to produce an omega-3 to where people didn't have to take so many pills.
What a testimonial.
Yeah, and Brenda, I just want to say to everyone out there who's listening, because I've seen this with my patients, when I tell them fish oil, they look at me like, fish? Oh, no. But you don't taste any fish at all. I mean, especially with the Renew Life product, none at all. There's no burping up of any fish taste, correct?
No, we actually enteric coat our capsules, another thing that we do. That keeps it from, lets it leave the stomach before it's opened up, and it, so therefore the people don't burp it back up. We also add the lipase enzyme in the capsule. Lipase is the enzyme that's secreted from the pancreas to help you digest fat. So we do a lot of things to ensure that people are actually digesting our omega-3. So that was the one thing. The other thing was he had to increase fiber. And I will say the kind of fiber that he has to increase, he increased, and we all have to increase in order to lower cholesterol or manage blood sugar or lose weight, is soluble. And that is the kind of fiber that when you put it in water, it mixes up clear. We use our organic acacia fiber is our clear fiber. So some of the fibers he now uses, chia and other types of fiber, along with the soluble fiber. But it's very important that fiber is added in also in the diet with the omega-3.
Because that will actually help absorb some of that cholesterol that's trying to or should be getting out of the body?
Right. Soluble is like a sponge, so think of it like soaks up in the gut. It not only soaks up cholesterol, it soaks up toxins, and it soaks up, keeps the blood sugar regulated more evenly if you're diabetic or have blood sugar issues.
Yeah, they always say fiber is very important for that. Now, you mentioned his diet. I want to take a step back because you mentioned sugars, but it's not just about getting off the cakes and cookies and sweets, is it?
No, it was. We have a formula that we use here in the Heart of Perfect Health book, and that we're actually writing a new book on, about teaspoons of sugar, but not just from a cola or a cookie. It's from anything that converts to sugar in your body, like bread or pasta. So what you can do, what he did was he started counting teaspoons of sugar in his diet every day, and he kept the teaspoons at 10. So 10 teaspoons of sugar in all the foods that he was eating, counting fruits and vegetables and any type of other foods that he ate, fruit. And so he could very easily count that up, knowing that if he kept it at 10 teaspoons of sugar a day in all the foods he was consuming, because what happens is people don't realize that pasta converts to sugar. Bread converts to sugar, and they're not counting that in their diet. They're saying, oh, well, I stopped drinking soda or eating cookies, but how much simple carbs are you eating?
And tell our listeners, because you have a formula, just real quickly, tell our listeners how to figure out the teaspoons of sugar in a food.
Okay, so if you look at a label in the store, let's take a pasta box. A serving of pasta is 2 ounces, by the way. That's about as much as you can hold in your hand. And if you look at the average box, 2 ounces of pasta is about 43 carbs on average. You minus the fiber, which is about 3 grams in most of them, so you end up with 40. You divide that by 5, and you end up with 8 teaspoons of sugar in 2 ounces of pasta.
Wow.
And so that's the formula. You take the label, forget the sugar grams on the label. Just forget that. Take the carbs minus the fiber, divide it by 5, and you get the teaspoons of sugar in a serving of that food.
And that dividing it by 5 is because there's usually 5 grams of carbohydrates in 1 teaspoon of sugar. So again,
right,
that's take the carbohydrates, subtract the fiber, divide it by 5, and you can end up with the teaspoons of sugar in your food. Brenda, that's amazing information. Great for your husband, Stan. That is just phenomenal that he went through this and had such success. Again, such a testimonial. Brenda,
yeah, I know. And now we have a lot, you know, lots and lots of people have done this in the last 3 years, and we have more doing it now. And it's just, it's such a testimonial to how much diet and supplementation can really change your health.
Absolutely. Brenda, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
And for those of you out there who are interested in finding out more information about what Brenda has spoken about today, you can contact us at Gulf Coast Nutrition. Either email us through gulfcoastnutrition.com or give us a call, 727-754-2900, or just visit us at Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. Till next time, I am Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.